The district faces an achievement gap between the test scores of white and black students. The Columbia Missourian reported that for math, 12.4% of its black students scored in the proficient or advanced category, compared to 55% of its white non-Hispanic students. At a recent forum, Streety Wilhoit said the achievement gap needs to be addressed head-on.
And I think that we have to say some truths here. We cannot just play nice. You have to tell me succinctly, what is the problem? Is it the socioeconomic status? Is it the minorities? Is the achievement gap? And then ask how and why can we change the achievement gaps? And we can.
Willoughby says to address the achievement gap, you have to look at both mental health services and who the schools are disciplining.
Because the disciplinary gap is where we have the ratio between white and black students, predominantly more of our black students being in school suspension or out of school suspension. If we try to lower that and make sure that our kids are in the classroom, they're going to be learning more. They're in the learning environment that they know the teacher, they know their classmates, and it's a more positive environment for them as well.
Atkins tied the issue into one of his campaign priorities, promoting 100% literacy. He stressed the importance of increasing the use of reading specialists.
Question number one is why are our economically disadvantaged and our minority students being excused from class more often? We need to understand the answer to that. But even more importantly, the question is, what are we doing with them once they're out of the classroom? And my position would be that if you have a child that's sitting, especially in kindergarten, first, second, third grade, when we're focusing a lot of our literacy efforts, if you have one of those kids out of a classroom sitting in the principal's office, then the person in the chair right beside them needs to be a reading specialist.
The three candidates will be on the April 2nd ballot. Charlie Clark, KBIA News.